Thank you, Andrei. So as a, just as an introduction, I represent here the private sector. So I work for a multinational intelligent power management company, Eaton. And we do business across 170 countries, and we work with a large panel of customers, which can go from a very small one to very large, to municipalities, to country level. And while developing new business models, we realized that financing was actually one of the key points that kept coming over and over. So we are lucky enough to have technology that evolved a lot in the past years. So technology is there. The challenge is how we can make it scale up fast and how we can make it affordable for everybody. A solution that we found out that works very well is partnering with the ones who have the money, which is the banks. Obviously, we can also leverage on additional type of funding, which is like subsidies and grants that can come from European Union or national entities. I wanted to also give an example about the role of digitalization in addition to the pure financing. And I wanted to share an example that of solution that we develop at Eaton, but also how we implement it as a, you know, as a large industrial with large electricity needs. So we look at buildings as energy hubs, because obviously buildings are everywhere, and in the panel before, we managed energy storage, the panel mentioned solar panels and so on. And all these can be solutions that can go to the building level. And the technology is very important. Obviously, having all the technical solution, it is the first layer. However, what is very important is to use it in an intelligent way. And when I say use it in an intelligent way, is adding a digital layer, adding an intelligent software that optimizing the generation of electricity, the storage, and the financing is actually the layer that comes above all this. So when speaking about new business models, it is important to look at projects in a duration, like over a period of time. And in the example of what I'm sharing here with an energy ecosystem, we can we know or we can at least predict what are the benefits from a technical perspective, a reduction in the cost of energy. And when we add the layer of financing, particularly through leasing, we can see the net cash flow. It becomes actually very often cash flow positive. So leasing for us, from our point of view, it is a solution that is adopted by many customers. And when I say customer, it is mainly, for example, real estate companies, industrials who have warehouses. It can be municipalities for their buildings. So the financing on top of the technological layer, I think it makes a lot of sense. And just, I have the slide here. I wanted to give you an example of, so obviously software can have a variety of interest, monitoring, forecasting, optimizing, and reporting. But let me give you an example of Eaton and how we used digitalization for one of our sites. We have across the world R&D. So we do a lot of research and development. And I wanted to take an example of an office that we have in Switzerland, in Lausanne. And we're occupying a leased building, and we're sharing it with the kindergarten and with the grocery shop. And because we're producing there and we're testing electrical vehicle chargers, we put a lot of them in a row and we test it and we stress them. So that takes a lot of electricity consumption. And guess what? By doing all our great tests, we managed to actually took off the energy from the full building. So you can imagine the kindergarten with no electricity to hit the milk for the kids and the grocery stores with the freezers going off. So we thought this is really bad. So first solution was probably like every other business, let's go and ask for more grid capacity, which is the normal response and which works. However, the response was possible, but in 18 months, where of course we could not put our offices on hold for 18 months, so we looked for alternatives and we thought, okay, let's use our own solution. Let's use storage, let's put some solar panels on the roof, and let's use this intelligent layer, the secret sauce, which is the software, in order to optimize consumption. It worked perfectly. In addition to not having fights with the neighbors and the kindergarten and the grocery stores, we actually diminished the electricity consumption by, or the electricity bill by 60%, 60. And I think that this is a great example of how can technology and digitalization can work together in order to increase optimization of the energy consumption. And of course, all this financed through leasing.